page 7 and 8. When the day of the Lord comes, cities and kingdoms fall. To quote a friend, Royce Kennedy, God removed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in what seemed to be a literal hell on earth. The cities were reduced to ashes, and we emphasize the destruction that came upon those people for their sins. Preachers warned sinful people in our time to come to God or suffer the same fate, but they have missed another side of the equation. Jesus told the unbelievers, "And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works were which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in that day of judgment than for thee." Matthew 11, verses 23 and 24. In fact, Jesus indicated that if the people of Sodom had heard what the people to whom he was ministering, they would have repented, and God said in another place that he moved them as he saw it good. But they shall rise in the judgment and testify against these unbelievers to whom Jesus spoke. It is all according to his good pleasure and divine purpose. With many in religious circles, the coming together of nations seem to send a signal for us to prepare for the emergence of the Antichrist. But what about another gathering? Another gathering together of the nations as God summons. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they all may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. Zephaniah 3, verses 8 and 9. Can we forget the concise and enduring prophecy given by Daniel? And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. It's Daniel 7:27. Does that sound like a one-world government of the Antichrist to you? He, the Lord, shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him, all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Psalms 72:8-11, and Revelation 15:4. And Saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Obadiah 21. Are we waiting for Christ's one world government, or are we waiting for the Antichrist's one world government? Yes, indeed, God is gathering together in one all things in Christ, just like he said he would. We do not at this point have all the nuts and bolts in our hands, and we cannot draw an outline of all the moving parts of this unfolding, but we do know that as the kingdoms of this world crumble bit by bit, so likewise the kingdom of God speaks over the horizon like the sunrise on a bright summer's morn. At evening time there shall be light, and the light is shining brighter and brighter, ever passing with every passing day. End quote. Of When Shall These Things Be? Matthew 24, Part 3 by Royce Kennedy.